interesting story to tell is Doug Thomas, who's my lunch break guest today. And Doug is the executive head of West Sussex Alternative College, which offers a number of educational programs for young people who need a bit of help outside mainstream education. And delighted to welcome Doug onto the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having us.
So it's an interesting world that you work in, and we've been hearing an awful lot about special educational needs recently. It's kind of the hot topic of conversation. Yes. How did your teaching career start, Doug?
It started late, funny enough. I was working in a variety of jobs, a lot of evenings, a lot of weekends, ranging from pub management, ranging from working in mental health facilities, homelessness. And in my mid-30s, I thought, you know what, might be a good idea to bring some of that energy and some of that experience into a classroom setting. So, yeah, so I've had a sort of a split career, as it were, in terms of half being education and then the rest of it in education. Yeah.
But actually, this is something that's being encouraged, isn't it, bringing that wealth of experience into an education environment. And did you have to go back to sort of do the postgraduate teaching qualification at that point? How did it all work?
Yeah, I did have a degree or two, so I did go into to do a PGCE at Durham University way back in the day, and was trained to be an RE teacher and a drama teacher. But with the experience of working in sort of the pub trade and also in mental health and homelessness, I sort of gravitated towards the behavior side of things in terms of education.
And in terms of what you were doing initially, so initially I would imagine you start off in a mainstream school teaching those subjects.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Classroom teaching, but quickly got into the sort of special educational needs side of things, working with young people at the time. That was in East London, in Newham, and a school called the Cumberland School. Really fond memories of working in inner city London. And started to sort of hone my trade, as it were, in terms of working with young people with social, emotional, and mental health needs.
And it's becoming an increasing issue, isn't it? I mean, we hear more and more. You certainly will have been right across the news about the focus on educational healthcare plans, whether people can be put their needs met in mainstream education. There are a lot of challenges for the education system at the moment.
Huge. And it's resource, as we know, and it's not easy. It's tricky. I think ultimately, though, it's about engaging and looking and re-looking at education in terms of how it works. A lot of people will say that COVID hit the youth quite a lot, as we know, and it has. But social media, certainly before that, I think was probably more of a detriment in terms of, the emotional mental health factors that that contribute to the state of play with a lot of young people. A lot of young people under a lot of pressure, a lot of schools under a lot of pressure as well, in terms of resource, in terms of working what's best for young people. I'm very pleased that, the schools that we serve, and, we serve the children of West Sussex and beyond, actually. We do some work at East Sussex and Brighton and Hove as well. But, we're very proud to be working with a group of committed educationalists across, the mainstream settings. And we do understand their needs.
I admire people like you, because I've done a couple of talks in secondary schools and they're brilliant. I actually love working with like teenagers, but I come out every time I do it and I'm exhausted because it's tiring. You've got all these kids and you're trying to keep their attention and you've got varying needs, and it is absolutely exhausting. And you actually are working with some of those children that have really struggled in a mainstream environment, and some might perceive it's more difficult to meet those needs and get them on the right path, ensure that they have a future. What is it about this world that really attracts you?
It's about the, I always use this quote, and people get really bored of me when I use it, but it is a quote from Malcolm X. You could probably hear from my accent, I'm from the state. But we work with young people by any means necessary. And I think it's, It's likened to a very, very tricky jigsaw puzzle. Something that's not easy to quickly sort of tick a box and say, right, okay, next, here you go. I mean, these kids need, the kids that we work and the children that we work for really need a lot of unpicking. We need to get the context in terms of, the issues that they have, where they're going, we have a very simple ethos and philosophy at West Sussex APC, and we use the slogan that which is the three R's: re-engaging, refocusing, and then reintegrating young people back into either mainstream. Some young people might need specialist provision, and you know, with our year 11 learners, making sure that they're successful in education, in employment, and to sort of reduce those numbers that can be very significantly high in settings that come from, you know, young people coming from alternative provisions. So that's what keeps everybody here. I think it's a bit of a fountain of youth. I think the staff that come in here, we have a very low turnover. Staff don't want to leave, which is a great thing. I think it's all due to the fact that it can be very, very invigorating work with young people with challenging behavior. It's a lot of it is a front. A lot of it is because it's tried and tested. They've had these negative experiences, so they expect any adult in front of them that will give them that same negativity. And we're about just unpicking that. I tell you what,
Doug, you're working with children that some people might judge and say, well, they're badly behaved, but you're actually doing some investigating, some unpicking. You're looking for the reasoning behind the behavior. And it must be so satisfying, because if you can sort that out, if you can motivate these children, then you really do give them a future, and so they become valuable members of society.
I can give you some examples of success in terms of who we've had. I mean, we've been in school for about 12 years now in our own right. We used to be a part of a central service in West Sussex, but we are a school in our own right. So got a lot of experiences in terms of success. We have had one of our former pupils who now is a medical doctor, a GP. We've had lawyers, we've had nurses, we've had firemen and firewomen and policemen and women as well. Really proud of the fact that it was a Sussex police officer. They've moved on now to Thames Valley. That was a part of our journey in terms of re-engaging and refocusing this young person and getting them on the right track so they can be successful in life and to give back in life as well. There's a lot of misconceptions that our kids are just a bunch of, criminals. And, you know, what we like to do is to dispel that, myth, and to say, actually, our kids are the future. And we need to make sure that we keep on keeping those doors open, making sure that they have those opportunities. They might not take it immediately. I certainly didn't take my experiences immediately as a kid either. And we have to remember as well that if in society we give up on young people at a very early age, then we're just going to pay for it later on as well. So we're trying to break that cycle, and that's something that we get a buzz, we really like working in.
You make it sound easy, and I've got teenagers, I know how difficult they can be. You know, they're lovely, and I can, but you make it sound easy, but by not giving up, you have, as you say, you've done some remarkable things with these young people. Do you ever find it challenging and difficult? It must be. You must go home sometimes and feel a little bit exhausted.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously my staff do as well. And I think that's all about being grounded. It's about knowing yourself and being reflective and being in a supporting environment as well. We are well trained as an organization in terms of our staff, and that's all staff. Every single member of staff that we have here, it doesn't matter what you do, whether you're on the business team or you're on premises, you all get the same specialist training. And that's in, as an example, de-escalation skills, ASD, informative, CPD, et cetera. So I think it's really key to make sure that in terms of the staff's well-being is that, you know, they are tooled up in terms of good professional development. There's opportunities to grow as well. It is exhausting. Absolutely. It is exhausting. It really is. But it's an organization that I feel that you can go home at night, you can go to sleep thinking, yeah, okay, I've made a difference today. Whether that's been, you know, a tricky one, and it's been very negative, and some of the behaviors displayed can be negative, obviously, in these settings. But, you know, it's a nice feeling to know that you're making that difference.
Well, Doug, stay there because we're going to come back to you and talk more about what you do. I'm really enjoying having you as our lunch break guest. This is Doug Thomas, who's the West Sussex Alternative College Executive Head, and they are a pupil referral unit. They provide education for pupils at risk of being or who have been excluded from both primary and secondary mainstream schools. And actually, looking at what you do, Doug, you cover a very wide area and a very wide age range as well.
We do. We are literally in all through school. We even have a few, unfortunately, but we did have about four or five reception age children that have been permanently excluded from primary schools. So years four, 5 years old in terms of age, but all the way through to sixth form, because uniquely, we have two, DfE numbers, they call it, Department for Education numbers, in terms of being two schools, technically, because we also run a hospital school called Chalk Hill, and as well as a eating disorder clinic called Springtide. So we have sixth form capacity for that as well.
That's a lot of different needs. Let's go back to those very young children that get excluded from school. It must be so important to take those children in and get them back on a path where they can, I would imagine in some cases, you send them back to mainstream school or to schools that will cater to their needs. How does that work?
Yeah, both really. And, you know, it's about assessing the needs of the young person. You know, they do come for a reason, but we're trying to work alongside with the local authorities that we work for and schools to see if we can find alternatives as opposed to just a straight permanent exclusion. And that's about changing the culture and the buy-in in terms of, you know, where we are in terms of inclusion across the county. There are times when we can get young people and obviously our secondary age pupils back into a mainstream setting, and it's a wonderful feeling to get them back and ready. There are times as well when young children, especially the primary age children, that might need extra assessing, that might need to be assessed in terms of their special educational needs, and then in an appropriate setting, if it would be sought after, if that was the case. There is a high demand on those specialist settings, and I know you touched upon this in terms of what's in the news at the moment with the HCPs. There's a real demand in terms of the funding for special educational needs, and there's not enough places out there. It's almost a case like if you build it, they will come, because there's a lot of kids out there that will need that sort of provision. So, you know, I can understand that there needs to be a balance. Some young people do need specialist provisions. There's also a real need as well to make, like I said, I alluded to have that cultural change with mainstream schools, and then maybe to get the support and the resource and the expertise into the mainstream so that these young people can work in a mainstream environment as well. So that's a big,
there's a lot of challenges. Yeah. So you more, I mean, all teachers at the moment, all pupils, they're looking ahead now. We're heading towards the school summer holidays. So you're going to be hopefully having a good break then. And actually often focus, we've got the GCSE A level results day. For you, when you see things like GCSE results, when you see what your pupils have achieved when they've come to you from their starting points, that must be an extra special moment.
It really is. It's a wonderful moment, and we do really well with outcomes and for like, you know, for other people referral units. We are way above the national average, which we're really proud of. Our teachers really work hard with our year 11 leavers and obviously the A levels as well for the medical provision sixth form that we have. In terms of a break in the summer, though, I mean, one of the things that we kind of sign up for here at APC is that we know that young people will struggle when they don't have the routine. So we do run a summer program. We have summer drop-in sessions in centers for young people. Sometimes they just need to have a hot meal and something to drink. And we're running a couple of residentials for our year 11 leavers so they can get ready for college, and for our year 6 children going into secondary mainstream settings and specialist settings into year 7. So we're doing a residential specifically for those young people. So I guess it's one of the things that you're working within APC, unlike a lot of other schools. There's a lot of staff that still continue to work, and they don't down tools over the summer as a lot of people think. So yeah, I've got a real dedicated team, a fantastic staff that understand the package in terms of what they come into. So yeah, well, you cannot beat the feeling of seeing young people being successful.
Well, I can tell you're passionate about what you do. Thank you so much, Doug. It's been a real pleasure having you as our lunch break guest today. Doug Thomas, who's the West Sussex Alternative College Executive Head Teacher, just hearing about what they do.